Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 81 degrees outside. We'll stay dry this Friday, but humid and a high near 78. Sheboygan police are investigating a possible drug overdose death from overnight. Lieutenant Mike Williams says a call was received around 1 a.m. for EMS to assist in reviving an unresponsive female on the 600th block of North 14th Street. Efforts to revive the 26-year-old were unsuccessful. County Coroner Dave Lafine said an autopsy will be done on the body today. An investigation into the death is ongoing. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department has impounded a vehicle containing apparently stolen catalytic converters and is looking for the vehicles they came from. Mike Kinzel has more.
Captain Dave Adams said they're asking area businesses or dealerships that have vehicles parked outside overnight to check their vehicles. If they're missing catalytic converters, don't tamper with anything. Just contact their local law enforcement agency. Adams said the investigation in the recent rash of converter thefts is ongoing. Converters are being stolen for the salvage value of the metals they contain. Adams did not say if they have a suspect in the thefts. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
A volunteer firefighter has been arrested in connection with a couple of fires which occurred recently in the town of Russell in Sheboygan County. Sheriff's Captain Dave Adams said the 22-year-old New Holstein man is facing arson charges for an August 5th fire outside of St. Paul's Christian Church on County J, for a barn fire on County H on August 6th which damaged the barn, and a barn fire in Calumet County. Adams said the suspect was arrested following an investigation by the Sheboygan County Fire Investigative Unit and several other agencies. The 13-year-old girl who was found driving drunk in Manitowoc County last week was caught behind the wheel again. Damon Ryan has more.
Lieutenant Mark Schrader said the MPD received information that the 13-year-old was driving a vehicle near South 16th and Madison Streets about 5:15 yesterday afternoon. Some 45 minutes later, officers located the unit, and when the squad car activated emergency lights and sirens, the young female fled along with four other juveniles for about two city blocks. The occupants exited the vehicle before placing it in park. All five juveniles were caught following a short foot pursuit. The female driver was charged with multiple traffic violations, including fleeing police. The 13-year-old driver is the same girl who was arrested August 13th for operating while impaired. I'm Damon Ryan in Manitowoc for WHBL News.
One of those who was in the vehicle yesterday was detained for a Sheboygan County request. A newlywed from Sheboygan is accused of beating his wife twice on their wedding night. 26-year-old Jeffrey Schuett pleaded innocent this week to two misdemeanor counts of domestic abuse battery. Prosecutors said Schuett insisted on driving his 22-year-old bride to a hotel even though he was intoxicated. She reportedly said no and got a ride from somebody else. At the hotel, authorities said Schuett hit his new wife several times in the face after she said he ruined her wedding night. Officials said he punched the bride again later while the two were in bed. The hunt is on for the ISIS terrorist responsible for the brutal beheading of an American journalist. James Foley was seen in a chilling video posted online this week being savagely murdered by a man believed to be a British national. The Obama administration has stressed that finding and punishing those behind the heinous act is a top priority. UW Regents approved a request yesterday for an additional $95 million tax dollars in the next two-year state budget. UW Systems President Ray Cross says the money will pay for more graduates, maintain current education services, and fund the school's new talent development initiative, all of which he believes will help the state's economy.
I think it's important that we make our case. This economy cannot grow any faster, without more talent. It just cannot grow.
Governor Scott Walker has said that all state agencies should expect no funding increases in the next budget if he is elected to a new term. Yesterday, he said it's too soon to consider the regents' vote.
I got to get through an election before I even have a chance to present a budget. The only promises I've made about the University of Wisconsin system is that I will continue the freeze on tuition.
Wisconsin voters will have to wait a while to find out if they will have to show photo IDs at the polls on November 4th. Yesterday, the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago said it would not act on the state's request to restore the voter ID law until after the court hears oral arguments in the case on September 12th. The state is appealing a ruling from federal Judge Lynn Edelman, which found the Wisconsin ID law unconstitutional. The National Weather Service now says a weak tornado landed in the Fox Valley earlier this week. Officials said yesterday that a weak twister came down late Monday afternoon about 2 miles southeast of Medina in Winnebago County. Two utility poles were pushed over and there was no damage reported to any buildings. Wisconsin has had plenty of hailstorms and downpours in recent weeks, but the Weather Service said the cool summer has kept tornadoes to a minimum. Traffic will return to normal around the Highway 23 countywide interchange next week. The Wisconsin DOT said road construction is nearly complete, and all lanes and ramps will be open to traffic starting Monday. Approximately $2 million of work has been going on over the past few months, replacing the concrete for the four ramps and countywide between the ramps, along with painting of the overpass above Highway 23. And again, a reminder, we have Packers preseason football on WHPL. Pregame starting at 5 o'clock, kickoff at 7. As for tonight's Brewers-Pirates coverage, you can listen in on 106.5 FM, pregame starting at 6:35. As for your forecast, it will be a summer-like forecast through the weekend. For this afternoon, partly sunny and muggy, high near 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, low near 64. And for your weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, but dry, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Currently outside, we're at 81 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. WHBL News Time is 12:06.